Hey, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. I'm Josh Elledge, founder and CEO of UpMyInfluence.com, where we turn thoughtful entrepreneurs into media celebrities, earning them more authority, more influence, and more revenue. See, we believe that every person has a unique message which can positively impact the world. If you are a thoughtful entrepreneur that would like to become a media celebrity and be on our show, please visit UpMyInfluence.com/podcast. Now, in this podcast, your host, veteran radio personality Jennifer Longworth, encourages entrepreneurs to share not only their expertise, but their stories and their hearts. You're going to love this show. You're going to hear real stories from real people on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. So let's go.
Don't necessarily hire the person that you like. Hire the person that's going to challenge your organization, but more importantly, hire somebody that is going to be able to add to that vision.
This is Jennifer Longworth, and today I am joined by Rob Brayman of Cognit Analytics. For the last 15 years, Rob has worked directly with over 1,700 businesses across the United States, helping business owners improve strategic planning, operations, growth, and business development. The birth of Cognit Analytics began with the ideas and contributions of six people around a dinner table back in 2014, including Rob's wife of 20 years and business partner, Robin. They are now on the Inc. 500 list of fastest-growing businesses. The company was formed with the specific intent of bringing tools of better management, organization, and profitability to Main Street America's small to mid-sized businesses. Cognit has crafted a culture of integrity, honesty, and transparency. A good portion of Rob's core values, and thus the values instilled in his company, began with his service in the U.S. Army, serving as a young man with Special Ops Command. Cognit company culture engenders a personal code of honor to include courage, wisdom, faith, perseverance, and loyalty. Welcome to the program, Rob.
Jennifer, I greatly appreciate you having me.
We're going to talk a little bit about Cognit Analytics today. And you guys started about 4 years ago with just six employees, and now you're on the Inc. 500 list of fastest growing companies in the U.S. So how did you get from just starting with you and your wife and a few other people to one of the fastest growing companies in the U.S.?
We had a very clear vision. Most of the people that participated in Cognit Analytics and Inception had experience with other organizations. And this was our brainchild, kind of as a collective group of six of us. And we had some people in different parts of the country. So, you know, it was a whole lot of love and a lot of hard work. And then very strategically, with actions of many other people who have come aboard, we've been consistent in being able to grow, I think conservatively, most people would call it aggressive, but have been able to grow consistently over the last 4 years. We were honored number 230 for 2016 performance in 2017, and we were just notified that we made the 2018 list for 2017. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, congratulations. Shared vision is one of the things that I heard you say, though. You guys had a clear vision. You're all on the same page. How far does that go in moving a team along?
I think it's critical. You know, what happens to a lot of small business owners is really that lack of shared vision organizationally. And not to say that it's not a very good company, but the spirit or the direction of the company sometimes isn't communicated as effectively as it ought be. And for us, I think we embrace it because we advise others. So right from the very foundation of who we were and defining who we were, what we wanted, what we believed, what were our core values, every single day, we communicate those values amongst the team. And it really helps not just in career development for people who are coming up through the organization, but it really does help with the entire organization making that vision better. I've said for years that the successes that we have enjoyed over the last 4 years of our existence is not because I had a great vision, but really because we've been able to surround ourselves with some people who have not just taken that vision unto their own, but more importantly, made that vision better. That's, for us, I think, been a mainstay or just opinion for where Cognit has come from, and more importantly, where we're going.
So in this six people sitting around a dinner table 4 years ago, what was this vision you all talked about? What, hey, you know what? We need to do this. What did you have in mind, and where are you headed?
I had been in the industry for a little over a decade. And, you know, what I saw in the small business consultancy world was a far cry short of what I believe. Most of it was project-based. Most of it was come in and do a thing. And, you know, for me and for the other people that started this firm, we really wanted to be a fully transparent, integrity-based, client-facing, client-focused model, which translates into long-term, long-lasting relationships with clients where we're not just coming in and fixing what I'll call a widget. We're actually becoming integrally valuable to that company in all aspects of strategic planning, organizational engineering, operational engineering, process improvement, business development, and then control systems or KPIs, measurement process, accountability process. Those are the things that I think really define who we are and what we wanted to be for long term. Thus far, have been relatively successful in that endeavor.
How have you been able to transfer and transmit this vision to the other people coming on? You say that's, you know, the key to your growth, how you've expanded and moving. Well, when someone says, hey, I might want to work for you, how do you know if they're the right fit? How can you tell if they get it?
When we recruit talent, we have a pretty good sense of the position that we're hiring for and the skill sets. Now, from that effort, we will likely get a broad basis of individuals that the most important selection process is that cultural fit. So we get into belief structure, what they see their future as, what inspires them every day, how do they view interaction or collaboration with others, which are mainstays of what we do. And we try to whittle down that group of applicants to who we believe is best going to embrace the Cogent vision, Cogent Analytics mission statement, which is in service to others. It's a very careful process. Usually we get down to those top two or three candidates. And when I'm advising clients, I always tell them, don't necessarily hire the person that you like. Hire the person that's going to challenge your organization, but more importantly, hire somebody that is going to be able to add to that vision, that is a free thinker, that is aggressive, that is hungry and wants to have growth in their own personal career. Because if they can then take that personal want and wish and couple that with the future or vision of a company, it makes the entire relationship better. Somebody coming to work for you as an employee, it's a symbiotic relationship. They've got to want to take on your vision. They've got to want to take on that mission. And that's where you see the greatest successes, at least in our experience. That's what we've experienced internally, is people with a lot of heart and a lot of want, a lot of personal value system that couples with the Cogent Analytics mission, we tend to have far greater success, less attrition, and better training successes in getting them to be able to take logical career steps for themselves.
One of the things that you've told me was Cogent delivers powerful solutions with transparency and integrity. That goes along with what you've been telling me about your mission and your vision, but what does that mean and how is it delivered to your clients? Where do you actually see that come to fruition?
From the very first handshake in the relationship with our business development team, we try as best as we know how to be fully transparent about each step in the process. Because ultimately, in a consultative world, it's not a to process. We don't go do something to our clients. It really is a collaborative effort, or we do something with them. So if you don't have really clear communication from inception all the way through each step of each week, each day, each project, then the client tends to, you know, begin to lose impact. So for me, honesty, integrity, doing something with honor at the very forefront, communicating well and doing it on a collaborative basis with a client, because we want it to be their vision. You know, clients are smart. They're small business owners. They're hardworking. They care about their business and their people. Most often, their business is their baby. So when they invite a professional into that environment, trust, credibility, and honor are first and foremost. And that really translates into communication devices and complete transparency with everything that we're doing. We're in representation of them, not the other way around.
Well, I like how you phrase that the business is sometimes their baby. And in thinking of parenting and if someone's coming in to babysit or a doctor or someone to care for your child, you're kind of like, I don't know if I trust you with this. So that analogy makes sense to me. And in approaching other business owners, if you want to work like you guys do in business analytics and such, keep that in mind when you're talking to other people and think about your own business, that that's part of your relationship as well. And speaking of relationships, you've been working with your wife in this business the whole way through. Well, what is that like?
Robin and I have a unique relationship, or at least other people have told us so. She's my right brain or my left brain. We always make a joke out of my Greek wedding. You know, I'm the head and she's the neck. She gets to point me in the direction she wants me to go. But all kidding aside, it is a fantastic relationship with my wife. She's a consummate professional when we're at work. We try not to bring that home. You know, our kids occasionally will get involved in discussions. We've got two adult children now. My wife has been the best CFO. I've built four different companies, and I always make the joke that I've fired a couple times in her career. It's not true. She chose to stay home with our children because in our value system, we believe that raising our kids ultimately was the most important thing. But she, in through all of our 25 years together, she has supported, without question, she supported every endeavor we've taken on, both at home and in the business. Sometimes it's difficult. You have to learn to listen to each other. You have to learn to respect each other. You have to learn to participate with each other. And she's my best friend. So for those of your listeners that are experiencing the same thing, I think those first three value systems are critical to a relationship that can work in a business. Because a business is a very dangerous thing when you invite it into a marriage. I don't necessarily recommend it for everybody. What I run into in representation of clients is this story where about 30% of the time it works really well. And for the other 70% of the time where it's a challenge, it's usually because they missed 1, 2, and 3. So communication, respect, that to me is paramount to our success and what we've been able to do, notwithstanding the fact that she offices on the other end of the building. So during the day, we might see each other 2 or 3 times. I'll go down to her office. She'll come up to mine. It makes for a better environment because she manages the financial aspects of the business and I'm doing all the operations of the firm. Doesn't hurt that she's my best friend.
I remember my dad saying that about my mom once, and it just stuck with me. I was doing a research paper like in middle school about my mom. So I interviewed my dad about my mom or whatever. And he said, she's my best friend. And that just like, oh, that really stuck with me.
It is really cool. And it matters.
What piece of advice do you want to share with our thoughtful entrepreneur who is listening today?
Planning is key. Having a clear vision, having a clear mission, having a clear understanding of what it is that you're trying to accomplish, not, and I hope your listeners can appreciate this, not by the seat of the pants, but genuinely building a budget, being fiscally responsible, understanding how many resources you're going to need to accomplish your goal, understanding very specifically once you hire somebody that there needs to be a clear understanding not just of where you're going, but what their mission is. You really can't train somebody as effectively as you want to get them up and operational unless there's a clear understanding on their part of what you expect and that there is a measurement process in place that is mutual and accountability. That is, that you can hold them accountable, and more importantly, the employee has a clear understanding of those expectations. So in some ways, they can also hold the owner accountable, which may seem crazy to some of your listeners, but it goes to attrition, which is probably the most expensive thing to any small business owner, is the hiring of somebody who doesn't work out and then holding on to somebody who doesn't work out way longer than you should. Your team, your Super Bowl team that you're building every day is your team. And I hate to put a knock on the Cleveland Browns for your listeners from Cleveland, but if I had a choice of being the Cleveland Browns or the New England Patriots, I think I would choose the New England Patriots based on their success over the last 18 years. How he built that team, the players, the coaches, both are key to the organization. And everybody would tell you who has done a study on the New England Patriots that in a world of salary cap where all the playing field should be equal, just like business, that they have as an organization been able to produce more Super Bowls than any organization that came before them. And I am not a Patriots fan, just to make all your listeners clear. I'm not a Patriots fan at all. As a matter of fact, they were my nemesis as a Colts, somebody who cheered on the Colts for many, many years. They have been able to do more with that organization, with that team, with having people want to go play for that team because it's a special place. And I think the same rule applies to business. If your team wants to play hard for you and they know where you're going, what you're doing, and how you're going to get there, then the likelihood of success is far greater than any other circumstance.
Oh, absolutely. My husband is a Patriots fan and I am a Colts fan, so I understand the dynamic.
Oh, I like it.
He grew up as a Browns fan and that didn't work out. So if people want to learn more about you and what you do with Cogent Analytics, what's the best way for them to find out more?
Oh, please go to www.cogentanalytics.com. They can call the office directly at 336-665-8154. We are in 22 states, Jennifer. We are, by the end of 2022, we will be in all 50 states in our country. Our great passion is to represent the small business owner, and we believe that impact is to families. And we take that honor and mission on every single day with great pride and respect. So please reach out.
Again, that's Cogent Analytics, and that's spelled C-O-G-E-N-T, Cogent. Thanks for joining me, Rob. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Greatly appreciate having me today.
And thank you so much for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you'd like to be featured on this show, check us out at upmyinfluence.com and attend my next live webinar where I'll reveal the 3 secrets to increasing your visibility for more profits. If you are a thoughtful entrepreneur that would like to become a media celebrity and be on our show, please visit upmyinfluence.com/podcast. Have a great day.